Zavim chapter 5, Mishnah 7, on a go, bezoivo shel zav. So a person who touches the flux of a zav, of a ruko, or his spit, of a shichvat zaro, or his semen, of a meimei raglav, or his urine, of a dam hanida, or a person touches the blood of a nida, a woman who's a nida. In all of these cases, metameshnam apostel echad, the person is considered an avatuma, and he will transmit impurity to the next three levels, as we said in the last Mishnah. But that's only while he's touching it. Parash, if he separates again, he lets go, metame echad upoisel echad. He now becomes a rishon, the first level impurity, and he will only transmit impurity to two more levels. And that's echad anogaya, and that's whether he's touching it, ve'echad amaisit, or he is moving it without touching it. So those will apply. Rabbi Lezer Omer says, Rabbi Lezer, af hanoisa, he says also one who carries it. So the Gemara interprets Rabbi Lezer to mean provided he carries it. Not that he, because you can either move something without touching it, or you can carry it without moving it, because you just stand there and hold the thing, right? So Rabbi Lezer disagrees. He says you've got to carry it, right? He's got to carry it. He can't just move it like with a pole or something. He's actually got to hold it and carry it in his hands. Then he would become impure.